waiting for is here.
Previously on the Woody and Wilcox Show.
So we started this discussion with the story that we found this morning about a couple that broke up, and they live together, and the girl asked the guy to move out of their apartment, and she went to bed. He cleared out all of his stuff and also took the toilet. We hear a lot of stories about retribution and all that sort of thing, but I felt that one sort of was a different one.
Mm-hmm.
It took it up a notch. We'd never heard of somebody stealing the toilet, and it was an apartment that only had one bathroom. So that's you can see the problem created.
Did you go bucket there or just straight into the shower?
She went down to the Taco Bell down the street, at least until a new toilet could be acquired. 844-4WW-SHOW is the way that you can get through, or the Fez line, 704-FEZ-3200. Thanks to Matthew, I once broke up with a girl and then realized I had left my Clerks DVD at her apartment. I got back together with her just long enough to reclaim it.
Wait a second. You call her up, you'll be like, I made a horrible mistake.
I miss you.
Oh, there's my DVD. Pound sand, lady.
Yep.
And Desert Eagle, my ex took the sex with her when she left.
Sometimes right? They don't even leave and take the sex with them.
844-4WW-SHOW is the way that you can get through. You can also get in on the Fez line, our voicemail at 704-FEZ-3200.
Let's talk to Carlisle. Carlisle, what's your story?
My ex, I was getting ready to move out, and I guess, you know, he thought I wouldn't notice if he hid my cat, because I have two cats. I guess he thought that I wouldn't notice that he was, like, hiding my cat the whole day that I was moving all my stuff out. And so I confronted him about it, like, hey, you know, I'm going to take my cat. And he pretty much wanted to fight me on it. Like, no, you're not taking your cat. So I left with one cat instead of two because he was so dead set on keeping it and, like, not letting me take it.
Was he a big fan of the cat, or was this just some sort of retribution, do you think?
I think it was kind of like a trying to get back at me for leaving kind of thing, because he knew how attached I was to my cat.
What I think is more interesting is the fact that he thought you might not realize.
I know, right? Like, how would I not notice? She's fat. She's like a fat cat. Like, I'm going to notice that she's missing. Like, she's a good 15, 20 pounds. Like, I'm going to notice that this big cat is missing.
Did you ever get the cat back?
It was about almost a year ago that this happened, and I'm hopefully getting her back tomorrow.
It's because we brought this up on the radio.
Well, like, I still pay her vet bills, and so I was like, look, I'm paying her vet bills. Everything's in my name. You know, she's mine, so please. Like, I almost was to the point where I was, like, begging, because my other cat's really lonely, and I told him that. Like, he's lonely. He needs his friend back, and he finally just kind of gave in, I guess.
Crazy. After a year. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Carla. 844-4WW-SHOW. Let's talk to Josh, who's got something for us. Josh, you're on with Woody and Wilcox. What's up?
So the toilet one was pretty funny. Sounds pretty spiteful, something like I do. But I actually took the shed.
You took a shed?
I took the shed. I had a lot of stuff, and we obviously, when we broke up, I mean, I bought the shed, and I didn't feel like getting a U-Haul. She told me to get my stuff, and, you know, it was done, and my buddy had a flatbed. So I packed up the shed. We pulled it up on his flatbed and drove off.
Has she brought the shed situation up, or was that at the end of it? Have you spoken to her since?
No, that was pretty much it. I left it there. Cinder blocks. I let her keep the cinder blocks and the everything else intact in case she decided to put another one there. But sure enough, there was a Facebook picture that came up about it, and that was about it. There was just a picture of it, and it just said, really? I was like, yep, that was my shed. I needed something to take my stuff in. It was easier than a U-Haul.
You guys are passive-aggressively fighting on Facebook.
Well, I mean, that was kind of the last of it there. So, but my friends thought it was freaking hilarious.
Josh, we appreciate the call. 844-4WW-SHOW is the way you can get through. I want to talk to Tommy. Tommy, you're on with Woody and Wilcox. What's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Chelsea. How are you?
Good morning.
Good, man. What's the story?
About 30 years ago, I was married, and my wife and I redid a 105-year-old Victorian home.
Mm.
And when we got divorced, my ex decided that she liked the plumbing fixtures in the house better than I. So she took the three shower heads the two faucets from the kitchen and one of them from the master bathroom because she thought they were better off with her than with me.
Well, when you find good fixtures that you really like.
We had painstakingly gone through the process of redoing this home, and she handpicked out virtually everything. And I bought that home as part of our divorce, and she decided that she liked the plumbing fixtures and took them with her.
I think she's broken one of the rules. I think the fixtures have to convey, right, in those situations.
I believe the rules were dead set against her taking them, but nonetheless, she decided that she liked them better than I. And the really bad part of it was is that the shower head in the master bathroom was really a good one, and I liked it, and she took it.
That's probably why she took
right.
it.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I have been remarried for 15 years to a wonderful woman who leaves my fixtures exactly where they are.
That sounds like a euphemism for something.
That's right.
It could very well be.
Tommy, have you ever seen the TV show Alf?
Of course.
I feel like I hear a little Alf in your voice. Is anybody else catching that?
I have been told this on numerous occasions that I sound like Alf, and I just can't get away from it.
That's awesome.
Well, you know, the reboot is coming up. There's an opportunity. There's a business opportunity here.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm all in. Let's do the voiceover.
Thanks, Tommy. We appreciate it.
Take care, guys. Thanks very much.
You got it. Thank you. Willie.
Hey, Willie.
Hey. Ha!
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Really? That's amazing.
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
They simply couldn't imagine being without each other.
With Woody.
Ah, what the hell is the matter with you?
And Wilcox.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
This is insanity!
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
This is like, you know, when you're getting your legs waxed and they whip that thing off real fast. That's what this is like.
And now, it's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
I've been through this a million times in all my years in the theater. Take a deep breath. Good. Blow it out. Let's just do a good show, okay? Everybody do a good show.
Well, I don't know about a good show. I just threw something up on our stories on Instagram. So I don't even know. We just shot a few videos just prior to the show kicking off here. And it stemmed from Renee on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page. And got to thank you, Renee, for the probing question. She says, where can I find a picture of Chelsea's man hands? Remember, I think it was yesterday. Yesterday or the day before, somehow Chelsea referenced that she had man hands.
No, I have giant thumbs. I have normal sized hands, giant thumbs.
Oh, it was the discussion of the woman who was getting $2,000 worth of hand fillers.
Yes.
Remember, she had gotten married and then saw her wedding photos where they did a close up of her hand with the ring. And she thought, oh my God, my hands look so masculine. I better spend $2,000 to get them plumped up so they don't look so veiny and masculine. Used to be the name of our show, by the way.
Yeah,
good
masculine.
It's the Veiny and Masculine Show.
I was veiny.
Yuck. So, and then Chelsea was like, oh, I got my thumbs and my man hands or whatever you said. Well, I guess we said we were going to put a photo up at the time, and then we never did. We didn't follow through with it, which is so unusual. So this morning, I surprised Chelsea with a video, which is one of her favorite things, by the way, when she first walks into the studio in the morning, before we even hit the airwaves, and I'm already taking video of her, it's one of her favorite things.
Try it out with your spouse, see how it works.
Right.
Don't let him have coffee first.
So that's why she refuses to show her face early in the morning. So I've taken video of the thumbs, but...
didn't even know it was video.
Oh, yeah. Video.
What are they going to do?
Well, there's video of Chelsea's thumbs one direction. And then Chelsea, to your credit, said, well, we ought to do a comparison. So then there's Chelsea and I putting our thumbs together
For a photo and a video as well.
Boy, I don't have my own Instagram account, but this is really making me think I should fire one up.
This is why Instagram was invented, for crying out loud.
Yay, Instagram.
Well, you know what's funny, though? You make fun of it. And
Damon, honey, I watched this video this morning show comparing thumbs. I don't know what the hell's going on with the kids these days.
You make fun of it, rightfully so, but I promise you, they're the folks who rapidly follow on the show are going to, pardon the expression, eat that up. That is why Instagram was invented.
Am I reading this right? That it's already been viewed 1,154 times?
Not possible.
I don't think you are. You can't be. You're not good with numbers.
It has a little play button, and it has 1,154.
That's got to be a different video.
I don't know. Well, that's what I'm telling you. I don't know. Thumbs are where it's at. No, that doesn't sound right. But I'm going to just... Anyway, if you don't follow along, at Woody and Wilcox on Instagram...
I was looking at the wrong video.
Yeah, I'm sure. Of course you were.
And on Twitter. By the way, speaking of Twitter, it's been a good 12 hours of social media.
Your thumbs are huge. That's ridiculous.
Yesterday, and I don't know, I think this is probably weird, but you tell me, because I celebrated last night by texting Woody and Chelsea, because not only now on our Instagram do we have videos of Chelsea and I's thumbs, but I was excited last night because I got retweeted by Bob Saget, and then I had a tweet liked by Ken Jeong. Look at this guy right here. So stupid, and yet I thought, and yet I was so excited. What is that? Is that dumb?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. I kind of think it is. I'm willing to say that it is dumb, although I was so fired up, and I'm like texting Woody and Chelsea, like, who just got retweeted by Bob Saget and liked by Ken Jeong.
Think about when we were kids. Was there ever an opportunity to reach out to somebody like Bob Saget or Ken Jeong? You know, a star.
You'd have to put a letter in the mail.
Or join their fan club, right? And do some event and maybe get a chance to meet them. And now you can digitally reach out and they respond. That's huge.
I'd say enjoy it. Just don't hang your hat on it.
So I said that to my wife, of course, and that was my big mistake. And I know better than ever to try and celebrate. And her response immediately was, I'm sure Ken Jeong just has a guy that, you know, does that. It's not really Ken Jeong. I'm like, why?
Why is she?
Why do I even mention these things to you? By the way, is that movie that he's in out, or it's coming out this weekend?
This weekend.
That's the Crazy Rich Asians movie.
You did, Cool Beans?
I knew she saw it, but I just found that out last night after I was celebrating my Ken Jeong like. But I didn't know if it was actually out in theaters officially.
It is.
I think it was last weekend, maybe. Or was it early this week? I don't know how that works.
It was released yesterday.
Ah, okay. I knew there was a reason why he was making all the rounds, but I wasn't sure if it had already hit. Cool Beans, good? Here's where I'm going to ask Cool Beans her opinion in another room without a microphone.
I'm going to
Chelsea's giving it one giant thumb up.
On Twitter yesterday, Cool Beans was like, it's a good romantic comedy. And I hadn't thought of it that way. Do we feel like that's accurate? Does anybody else know?
Yeah, it's about a couple getting married, right?
Yeah.
She gave you a mean face.
Well, I guess in my mind, romantic comedy has a negative connotation, and that's probably not fair.
Why does it have a negative connotation?
I don't know. I just think when somebody goes, oh, it's a romantic comedy, then I go, I guess I'm out. But that's not really accurate because I like some of them.
Yeah.
I don't know why I think that. That's some sort of preconceived notion. Yeah. But when she said that last night, I was like, I don't know why.
How about just comedy? Just change your thinking about
then
it.
Then see, that's it. Take the word romantic out. And I'm like, yeah, I want to see it because that's what I thought it was. Hey, here's a comedy. I mean, I knew it had some serious undertones because I've seen Ken Jeong talking about it in interviews and he's nearly in tears. Not kidding. Because he feels like this is such an important movie for Asians and having some of their story told in a way that it's not normally told in mass media and all that sort of thing. And then Cool Beans was like, yeah, romantic comedy. Oh. So I don't know. It's getting good reviews or no? Have you looked it up on...
I didn't look it up on
He's
Rotten
still
Tomatoes.
Looking at my thumbs.
I actually was.
Are we up to 2,000
I mean, my God.
Thumbs now?
93% positive for on the critics and 93% positive on people who have seen it.
Yeah.
Really?
That's okay. Huge. That's huge.
I don't know any more about it than what I've already said, except that I do, as I tweeted last night that was then liked by Ken Jeong, love Ken Jeong. Hilarious, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's enough. I'll tell you this. We're going to find out what's weird out there on Craigslist. So that's coming up here this morning. A round of it happened in Florida that I think is going to be important and maybe life-changing. I don't want to oversell it. And we've also got a chat on the way. Important information, perhaps, for those of you that have children. Or perhaps you're a young child listening right now. I'll share that with you in the chat coming up next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
And now, it's time for the Chat Report. Stuff happening around the globe.
Yeah, the G is silent. Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep. On the Woody and Wilcox Show.
So, do you want to start? And I think I know Woody's answer to this. So, Chelsea, I'll turn to you. Do you want to start with the video that's sweeping the nation right now, or do you want to start with the important food news that's out there?
Can I get a subject matter for the video?
It's kind of how I feel this morning, what this guy went through. It's I guess we would call it a fail video.
Okay, let's do that.
You want to do that? Mm-hmm. If you direct your attention to the Woody and Wilcox Twitter right now, you will see the it's a couple of guys doing a thing at a desk where they're on ESPN and they're out on location and they're just talking. And there's a guy, like so many times when you see a live broadcast on TV, who comes in behind the two anchor people and starts jumping around. Hey,
look at me. I'm on TV.
Apparently I'm on live TV right now. So look in my direction. And he's holding up like a shirt or something. It's obviously something about some team that he likes. Well, it doesn't matter what it is. And so one of the guys who's, I guess, running security for the live television broadcast runs over to try and move the guy out of the shot. And all of a sudden, the security guy is in the shot because he's running over to get this guy out of the camera shot. And he does what I imagine what's her name did at the Benihana.
Yes.
Tori Spelling.
He just takes a header.
It's a lip drag.
I mean, boom. I mean, ass over tea kettle. Bow. Right onto the, like he's running. And I don't even know physically how it happens. Because the next thing you know, it's just head down, feet straight up.
Tripped over a cord or something.
It's almost like his heels almost come around and hit him in the back of his own head.
It's unfortunate.
Poor guy.
Is the way I would phrase it. And that's what I said when I tweeted it out. I mean, that's kind of like with Friday so close, this is how I feel on Thursday morning, just like that guy. Because he is...
he pulled up his pants before the fall and everything.
Yeah, it's...
is he going to jump over that fence?
It's a good move.
And the fact that when he turns around, he realizes, oh, crap, those
are the
cameras. I feel
like he nodded at somebody.
That was on national TV right there. Yeah. So you won't find that anywhere else on the internet. That's right there on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page and on Twitter, at Woody and Wilcox. So enjoy that. Spread that around. And the important food news. I know, Woody, I'm sure you got the newsletter on this. Cinnabon selling a new ice cream sandwich where both of the buns are made of churros.
Hell yeah! Woo! Get that healthy Cinnabon out of here!
I don't even know exactly what that means. Have you seen a photo of this? So Cinnabon I only think of as, you know, the Cinnabon thing. They apparently have ice cream sandwiches now that have churros as the, whatever you call it, the bread.
Remember when they took a cinnamon roll and stuck a cookie in it or
yes,
something like
this
that?
This has become a thing, hasn't
I
it?
I know, but I tried to get one of those because mm-hmm. you know me, and it was very limited or they ran out or something. I never got one. I need to make this one happen.
So they don't still do it?
No, that was some very limited time thing.
Picture the churro, which is usually a stick with, yes. you know, cinnamon and sugar.
Like a tube.
Now curl it up into the shape of a Cinnabon, the way a Cinnabon is curled.
I knew Woody would know the answer to
and
this.
And then ice cream in between two of those.
I still want the cookie inside of a cinnamon bun.
What? Maybe you can do both? Sorry.
Both. Yep. All right, where do I get these?
Cinnabon.
No, are they doing it everywhere?
Do you know the details on it? I just saw the headline, and I knew you'd have some further information on it. I don't know if it's already kicked off. I don't know if you need to know a secret handshake. Obviously, in your case, Chelsea, there are certain barriers to entry, apparently, that I wasn't aware of. But I don't know any of the details other than what I just told you, sadly.
Available for a limited time at Cinnabon Bakeries across this great nation.
Thank you.
$2.49.
Pow. I mentioned a second ago that you might want to pay attention if you have kids. Do your kids know how to go online, whether on your phone or on the computer, and order things from online stores?
Yes. Yeah. And they asked me for my thumb.
Uh-oh.
Oh, jeez.
Have you seen the story about the little girl who ordered hundreds of dollars worth of items from Amazon?
Yeah, and I call BS on it.
What do you mean?
Yeah, if you didn't see the story, this girl was told that she could order one Barbie and ordered like $300 worth.
She was told she could order a Barbie. She ordered it and then was given the phone to later on go back and check the status of the shipping. And when she went back on to check the status of the shipping, she ended up buying hundreds of dollars worth of other stuff, which they didn't realize until one day the truck pulls up and there's box after box after box being unloaded.
You get too many notifications from them about the status of your order.
That's exactly why I call BS on it. She's like, we had no idea until the UPS guy started unloading all these boxes.
Well, it's become such a story that they've been interviewed already. And I tend to side with you on this because the woman doesn't, A, sound upset, and B, it almost sounds like a commercial for Amazon. So my skeptical side says this is viral marketing put out there by Amazon.
I let her get on. And then I left, and I wasn't really paying attention. And she got on and ordered close to $400 worth of items. Huh. Mostly Barbies and a few dolls and a pony and some accessories. All our family came home, and the truck pulls up, and all these boxes are getting pulled out of the truck.
I love Amazon.
Oh.
See, it's even got like a little tagline with a six-year-old girl on the end saying, I love Amazon.
Nope. Not buying it. Mm-mm.
And she viral doesn't, marketing. Like when the mom is like, she ordered all of this stuff and then she's like, huh? Like it's not upset about it.
I let her get on and then I left and I wasn't really paying attention. And she got on and ordered close to $400 worth of items. Huh.
Mostly. Now, I will say this, whether it is or is not some sort of viral marketing scheme put out by Amazon, which I don't think they need, by the way. I mean, I feel like they're doing...
Is there somebody who doesn't know about it?
Right. I feel like they're doing pretty well, but that doesn't mean you don't keep advertising. They have donated all of the toys that she was not given permission to buy to a children's hospital.
Okay. Now it's just...
So... Don't know. But I do feel like it may be... time to discuss, I don't know, what your kid bought without your permission or
spouse.
Perhaps think about it. We may dig into that later on. Now, I promise you what we are going to dig into is a round of It Happened in Florida. Some important lessons to be learned. Let's put it that way. Plus, it'll make you feel better about your own life. And as if that wasn't enough, it was good to hear from Mexican Giovanni on the Fez line last night.
Thanks for the line of support, thanks for support.
Right? What made him do that one?
Good to hear from our old buddy Mexican Giovanni. You're always welcome on the Fez line, 704-FEZ-3200.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So what we're going to do here is Woody and I are going to share three stories real quick, and all of them are true. But they could have happened anywhere all over the world, really. And one of them happened in Florida. That's the one you need to spot. We celebrate Florida. They crank out the crazy consistently. So if you can spot the Florida story first, well, 844-4WW-SHOW, you win. Woody's got number one right here.
We know we are entering into political season again. And so get used to more of story number one happening as a political candidate has said that his Facebook page was hacked when he posted a story and then paid for the boosting of it to, talk about his opponent and her breast milk. You know, that old story, because hackers really want to do stuff like that. This particular local candidate said that, it wasn't me that paid $100 to boost the post, saying that my opponent may be defective due to her selling breast milk online, or possibly it's her breast milk that's defective. What? Right. You know, hackers, bro. You don't understand how they work. They're just after your identity, and they would obviously do something like this.
I mean, never mind that clearly that's not hacking, but why would that even be something he would try to attack?
Not quite sure on that one.
You feel like we need to know more to this story? There may be something missing.
I'm trying to get through the firewalls so I can read the rest of the damn story. I'm answering none of these.
I mean, attacking your political rival by saying that her breast milk may be problematic.
Yes.
Seems like an odd move. I'm just going to throw that out there. And I'm not, really savvy when it comes to politics.
He says, I'm a 57-year-old man. I'm not a computer guy. It took me a long time to figure out what was happening. Did I buy a bunch of ads on Facebook? Yes. Did I buy one and boost it, remarking about my inferior genes of the opponent that I'm running against and her inferior breast milk? I don't think so.
That doesn't even make sense.
No, it really doesn't.
He did delete it as soon as it was posted. There are more questions than answers. I wish I could give them to you. Was it in Florida where this is politics as usual in today's day and age?
Well, I think we can maybe relate to story number two a little bit better. The man is experiencing pain in his innards and decides that he's going to go to the hospital to have the pain assessed. And they discovered the source of his pain. Anybody want to guess what was going on with this dude?
Some kind of tear in his esophagus.
No, I will tell you, it has something to do with he has consumed something.
Consumed something.
Accidentally?
Well, jury initially still out, although apparently the answer is no, not accidentally.
Safety pin.
You are really close. I'm gonna curtail the guessing at this point. The man claimed he didn't know why he was having stomach pains, and that's when the doctors realized that he had 87 nails and 7 push pins inside his body. That's all. About 2 to 3 inches long, each of them.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, really? we're not talking about...
No baby nails.
It's not a little tack. It's a full-on nail. He said he accidentally ate them. However,
no.
After some research and questioning, it was determined that he had gotten into a fight with his girlfriend. And apparently this is how he fights. Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to eat 87 nails and 7 push pins. Is it Florida? Is my question for you. 844-4WW-SHOW. Woody's got the third and final.
We are passionate about food in this country. Would you agree? I bring it up because a restaurant owner and his family are receiving death threats from hostile customers after switching from crinkle-cut fries to straight fries.
Death threats,
Chelsea.
Straight fries.
Yeah, you know, just the crinkle cut as opposed to just what I would picture as a normal straight French fry. The owners of this restaurant say, we will not tolerate being sworn at, threatened with physical harm to myself, my husband, and my children just because we've switched French fries. They had a long-standing traditional crinkle cut fry that people loved, and they recently switched it up. It was financial. It was an effective cost-wise to keep the crinkle cut on the menu, and so they had to make changes, and boom, people are sending death threats.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
quote, the blades are ridiculously pricey and flimsy on the cutter. It takes many blades to operate the cutter, so they were making their own fries. After sinking thousands, yes, thousands, I have chosen to go with an alternative cut French fry. They are still fresh cut daily, the best potatoes available, still a very expensive fresh fry. We are minimizing our cost. Please bear with us. Is it in Florida where the family is receiving death threats because of the change of French fry? Hunter is up first to try and solve our quiz. Hunter, all three stories actually happened. Which one went down to the plywood state?
Morning, guys. Story number three.
Story number three! No, a state called Maine? Not exactly sure if that's actually in the United States. Is Maine in the United States of America?
It's southern Canada.
Bali's famous Franks in Waterville, Maine, said that they are not going to tolerate death threats after switching from crinkle-cut fries to straight-cut fries.
Is Frank from Maine familiar with that place? Are you familiar with that place, Chelsea?
I don't know where Waterville, Maine is.
It's not that big of a state.
Okay, I'll ask.
All right.
Thank you.
Casey, 50-50 shot.
One.
Just a couple of candidates in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, who are battling back and forth after one of them bought an ad criticizing his opponent's faulty breast milk and her accusations of selling it online to unsuspecting families.
Stop with the social media. I'm trying to play Chelsea's How Fat's Your French Fry and cannot find it. So. I don't know what's happened, but it doesn't seem to be here anymore. I do have this.
I hope tomorrow I find out how I can massage my raccoon.
But that has nothing to do with crinkle cut fries and death threats, so I'll keep looking. Story number two, not in this country. China is where the man got into an argument with his girlfriend and swallowed 87 nails and 7 pushpins. By the way, 4 hours worth of surgery is what it took to remove. I have placed the story on Twitter, and it includes various x-rays. You can see them right now at Woody and Wilcox. Interesting how they've gathered these nails. Look at the x-ray when you get
a chance. How fat's your French fry?
Thank you, Chelsea. Way to go, Woody. I'm glad you were able to find it. Look at the x-ray of this dude and the nails inside of him and see if that seems strange to you.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Craigslist. Am I right?
You are right.
The last bastion of buying something that should have gone into the trash can. Where else? I guess, you know what, with Facebook Marketplace, and thank you to everybody. I think two of the items for Craigslist Price is Right, which we're going to play here in a minute, are from the marketplace of Facebook.
Is that legal? Are we breaking actual Craigslist rules?
No.
Okay.
No, I've allowed this for a while.
All right.
Because I don't think it matters. It's somebody trying to sell something online, right, usually for an overinflated price because of one reason or another. And so I got to tell you, it's fantastic. When you get out there and you realize that there are people who are legitimate in their assumption that, man, I am going to get some cash for this piece of dung. And the great thing is we get to try and guess what people are asking for. One of a kind piece of gear that I think we need here in the studio. If you're a fan of It Happened in Florida, you may want to buy this. An antique, which I have never heard of before, and the perfect gift for somebody who's starting out in business school. You know how you always got to get somebody a gift when they start business school.
I didn't know that.
It's hard to shop for that person.
Yeah, it's fairly niche.
Once you get onto the Facebook Marketplace or to Craigslist, it becomes easy.
You mentioned It Happened in Florida. I did share a story on It Happened in Florida about the guy who apparently was in an argument with his girlfriend. And then he was in China, by the way, 87 nails and 7 pushpins.
Mm-hmm.
We did get this on the Fez line moments ago.
I was just wondering, did the guy consume 87 nails and 7 pushpins 15 minutes later? Just wondering.
Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're f***ing fired.
Well done, sir.
I didn't even recognize your fake accent on the Fez line, Woody. Now you're telling your horrible Chinese food jokes on the Fez line because you know we won't allow it here on the radio. So thank you, sir, at 704-FEZ-3200. Craigslist Price is Right on the way next.
Woody and Wilcox. The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Okay, we're going to do this.
The hokey Price is Right music means that it's time for us to play a round of Craigslist Price is Right. This is where Woody is or Woody, as we often call him, has gathered strange stuff that's out there on Craigslist. And as he unveiled moments ago, sometimes the Facebook Marketplace is where he gets these items. But whatever. The point is, Chelsea and I, along with a couple of you on the phone, are going to try and figure out how much money, theoretically, is exchanging hands for these things. And if you get closest without going over the actual price, you get a point, just like in regular prices, right? And then most points you win. That's pretty evident. 844-4WW-SHOW is the way that you can get through. It looks like up first to play is Taylor. What's up, Taylor?
Good morning.
Is this Beer Club, Taylor?
It is.
You bet it is.
All right, sweet. Welcome in, Taylor. And then taking you on is going to be, looks like Shayla? Is it Shayla or Sheila?
Shayla.
Shayla. All right. Welcome in, Shayla. You know how this works. What we're going to do is we're going to have Woody describe item number one. Woody.
Well, a big thank you and tip of the cap to Tom, who found this and says, hey, guys, I listen on iHeartRadio. Love the show. Love it. Craigslist Price is Right. And it happened in Florida. And when I saw this on Craigslist, immediately thought of you. It's a Florida State rock.
A Florida State rock.
Yes, this is a rock that may be as old as the state of Florida and maybe even older. It was made by Mother Nature, and it's in the shape of the state of Florida.
Oh.
Can you see the state of Florida when you look at this rock? I thought, wow, that rock looks like Florida when I found it. And I immediately thought, this is a valuable item. So I'm putting it for sale on Craigslist.
Now, if it really looks like the state of Florida, which I can't confirm or deny, that must mean it looks like something else as well.
Wang.
You know what I'm saying?
Wang.
Or gun.
Surprised they didn't go that route. May I see the photo?
It's only a partial photo. Whenever I print it out, it only gives me half the picture.
Penis.
Right. May I?
Penis.
It doesn't even look like a rock.
Penis. It looks like a piece of concrete to me.
Yes.
So a rock that supposedly looks like the state of Florida.
That's correct.
I think it's $50.
$50 yep. is the bid from Wilcox. Okay. Yep.
I think it's $5.
$5. Taylor, your thoughts?
$75.
$75. Wow. Shayla?
$35.
Actual Craigslist price is $250. $250.
Well, Taylor with 75 is closest, so I'm going to be all right.
You all right?
Taylor with a point. What do we have for item number two on Craigslist Price is Right?
Well, a big thank you to Steve, who found for sale rare antique Dick Smith AA batteries.
Excuse me?
Get in quick for these extremely rare antique AA Dick Smith batteries. They have been removed from their packet by the antique valuer and confirmed their authenticity.
Is that like a blacksmith, but you're making something else?
I don't know. No, these are double.
That used to be your job, didn't it, before you got into radio?
Blacksmith?
No, Dick Smith.
One battery at this price would be a bargain, but you could secure six of them for this great price. These are the extra power version of the Dick Smith batteries. They are alkaline type. For those that don't know, Dick Smith Holdings and Dick Smith himself was until 2016 an Australia-wide chain of retail stores that sold consumer electronic goods. These batteries are incredibly collectible, not to be used.
Collectible batteries.
Somebody's collecting those vintage ones.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
They are clean, undamaged, and ready to secure a place in your historical battery collection.
If somebody, Chelsea, let's say you meet somebody, you're not manacled to a man currently, let's just pretend, and they tell you that they've got some awesome Dick Smith batteries at the at the home, yay or nay on that one?
I mean, it just depends on their other qualities.
What Shayla, would you like to bid on your Dick Smith batteries?
$30.
$30.
Go five apiece.
Gotcha. Taylor?
$50.
I'm going to go $50 on that one. Shayla, what do you think?
$60.
$60.
You guys are insane. This is going to be really stupid high. I'll say $61, but I bet it's in the hundreds.
Actual Craigslist price for the six AA batteries, $250.
I mean, you heard him glowing about how collectible his Dick Smith batteries are.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Peter!
In that market.
That's one for me and one for Taylor. So, Shayla, you're going to need item number three to force a tiebreaker item. What do we have, Woody?
Thanks to Jennifer, who found the sock bouquet made out of five pairs of socks. I have a sock bouquet that is perfect for somebody who is just entering business school. This sock bouquet is made of five pairs of business socks, beautifully presented and gift wrapped. Chelsea, go ahead and take a look. Those are, it looks like a bouquet arrangement of flowers, but it's made out of business socks.
New, presumably.
It doesn't say that, but I'm going to assume yes.
Business socks. I'm not even sure that's a thing.
I don't think
it's business socks.
They're called dress socks. Business socks.
It's business time.
That is an odd post.
Yes.
Like in so many different ways. So it's basically five pairs of dress socks arranged in a flower type thing.
Yes.
Taylor, to perhaps $40. Seal your victory, $40 is his bid.
$40, gotcha. Shayla?
Shayla?
41.
You guys have both overbid.
What?
Low bid 40, yeah.
Taylor, I thought
$20.
All right, $20.
$20, gotcha. Shayla?
$25.
$25. You have both overbid.
What?
So they're used, apparently.
It doesn't say that.
Cheap socks.
All right. Well, the low bid was $20, Taylor.
$10.
$10. Shayla?
$12.
$12. Actual Craigslist price is $15. Nice job, Shayla.
All right. Well, like it or not, we've forced a tiebreaker. So Taylor has won. Shayla has won. For all the marbles, what do we have on the Craigslist Price is Right tiebreaker, Woody?
A handful of hair. I have a handful of hair that I would like to sell. I'm trying to buy a jigsaw or an impact driver or perhaps an angle grinder. This hair is certified organic, yada, yada, yada. I got it straight from the source in exchange for a book on how to expel demons and break curses.
Are you playing Mad Libs?
Yeah. Nope. It's a handful of hair.
There was something about hair and organic and then...
Something about demons and you're going to trade it for an angle grinder.
Right.
Is that a euphemism for something or he wants a tool in exchange for a handful of hair?
Trying to save up for the jigsaw drill or angle grinder.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Shayla, for the game, what does he want for a handful of hair?
$40.
$40, gotcha. Taylor?
Free item.
You're going to go free item. Actual Craigslist price, he wants $10 for it, so Taylor is underneath.
I feel like that's the only time that's ever happened. Is that, Taylor does get that?
Yeah. Because he bid less, Shayla overbid on that one. So I guess anything you're right. Under.
Huh. Strange. Shayla, tough break. I feel like you played the game pretty well. But Taylor's going to walk away with the win on this one. Nice job, Taylor. Great day to get on Craigslist, I'll tell you that. Get yourself a rock that looks like the state of Florida.
Wang.
Get a handful of hair. Some apparently used socks that look like a flower. And then some Dick Smith batteries.
Wang.
All right. Yeah, it did seem like there was a theme today. If you find something odd out there on Craigslist, send it in. Send it to Woody. Maybe we'll use it next time when we play around a Craigslist Price is Right.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
You know when we have follow-up stories on It Happened in Florida where we give you more information? Have we ever done a Craigslist follow-up? I don't think we have. Mm-hmm. I bring it up because listener Charles sent me a note about something we had on Craigslist Prices Right. I think it was just last week. You guys remember the item that we had where it was a woman trying to rent an orange cat to have lasagna with her daughters?
I do.
Her daughters are huge Garfield fans. Wilcox, you started ripping on me because of my love affair of the orange cat named Garfield.
I mean, I wasn't just ripping on you because you liked Garfield, but you had the suction cupped Garfield in your rear window of your car. And I mean, it was excessive.
Yes.
As a grown person.
Well, I was in high school.
Still.
Too old.
Did it get the ladies?
If you were over single digits, that was too old.
Well, if I wouldn't be driving if I was single digits.
Good point. Yes, she was trying to, she was looking for someone who had an orange cat. She wanted to borrow it.
Correct.
Yeah.
And it was just going to have a lasagna dinner with her kids.
Okay.
Good news is, via Craigslist, she did find somebody with an orange cat who for free, didn't even charge her, let her borrow the cat. And the news picked it up and ran with it because... Obviously, it sort of went viral once it hit the Woody and Wilcox show. I believe that's called the Woody and Wilcox bump.
That sounds right.
The good news is a PhD student in her city there in Oklahoma, is apparently where it went down, had an orange cat and was like, yeah, you can borrow my cat for a couple of hours. The story goes that this woman made lasagna for her kids, and one of her kids was really, really upset. She asked what's going on. She wished Garfield was there to enjoy the lasagna with her, and that spurred the idea. She put posters up on, like, you know, telephone poles and around schools and stuff looking for an orange cat. Didn't hit anything until the Craigslist ad went up.
That's too much effort.
Yeah.
Just FYI.
You know what that's called? Mother of the Year. That's why you're never going to win Father of the Year. She's going the extra mile for her kids, and you don't care.
And raising their expectations.
You don't even like this, Chelsea? A mom, a single mom, doing her best with two kids?
I like it.
How
but
dare you?
It is a lot of effort, and then nothing else that you do is ever going to live up to that.
I think I have a follow-up that may be more pertinent. Do you remember the story we talked, I think it was on and it happened in Florida, about the flight from San Francisco? I think they were going to Miami, but they had to divert and land in Los Angeles fairly quickly after takeoff because of a smell. Now, I feel like this is happening a lot more lately, and we can dig into that particular issue in a second, but they have explained further what they believe the smell was that forced this plane to divert.
Mm.
And I'll share that with you coming up next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
We had done a story, I don't remember if it was, I think it was maybe last week or so, about a plane that had to be diverted. This was a flight, in this case, it was Alaska Airlines, I believe, that was flying from San Francisco, I think, to Miami. The gist of it was they had to be diverted to Los Angeles, so fairly soon after the takeoff, because of an unknown odor that was coming from the cabin. I feel like we hear this quite a bit now. I'm more than before. I don't remember all these planes having to land in sort of this, I don't know if you call it an emergency, but I feel like it's an emergency situation because of something stinky.
This wasn't because of one of the passengers smelled bad, because we've had one of those.
No, this was the one, I believe.
Well, was this the dirty sock smell?
They thought it was dirty socks, but or dirty feet. It smelled like dirty feet, but they could not identify.
That is not this particular one. This particular one.
Stinky.
Thank you. They didn't know.
So this is not the one that happened this morning? Did you see there was another one that went, that was forced to land in an airport?
Last night? Are you talking about the one in Raleigh?
Yes.
Yeah, last night at Frontier Airlines. It's a different story. Had to be diverted. They were on their way to Philly and had to divert to Raleigh, Durham because of an unknown odor in the cabin. Yeah, that's a different one, and we can get to that in a second.
So it's happening a lot.
In that particular one, 8 people were taken to the hospital. You know, they don't know. This is a follow-up because they didn't know on the San Francisco thing, but they have identified it. They've done, and I don't know how they do this, but they go back and they test and run things, and I don't know what they do, but the official word on the one that was diverted from San Francisco that landed in L.A., someone in the cabin is to blame. Now, they don't expand on that any further.
But how do they know? Because all the people got off the plane. You can't go back and review smell footage.
Well, first of all, I don't want to get too graphic, but you might be able to. There might be a lingering.
No, I think that,
like something left behind.
I think it's the absence of that smell. You sort of leave the plane for a little while, and then you fire it back up, and you're like, it doesn't smell like that anymore. So it wasn't anything that's, you know, on the plane itself.
The official word was investigators concluded that the odor did not come from a problem with the aircraft whatsoever, but instead from a passenger or their belongings. And I feel like they throw or their belongings in there just to make them feel better. Now, they don't say, you know, they're not like it was Jim and 7B. They don't get specific about it.
Mm-hmm.
Could but you don't imagine? You end up wondering, what odor are we talking about that was so bad that, first of all, it was unidentifiable? Remember that. We've all smelled somebody who stinks. And you can usually identify what the cause of that is.
Right. It may be
have they produced something that, you know, that's lingering that they shouldn't have. I'm trying to dance around it. Have they just not bathed? God love them. But you can identify those usually. This, they diverted a plane because they felt it was an unidentified horrible smell. And then they had to go back and do some sort of testing. Which I imagine, first of all, is one of the new guys on the force who has to just go seat to seat. Just give it a big old... and then they go, what about that one? All right, do 7F now.
Where's the new guy? He's in 23F.
He passed out 10 minutes ago. We're bringing another guy in. So then they go, well, not the plane, passenger. I need more. Like, this is a follow-up, but I need a follow-up to the follow-up.
Chelsea, this is a huge opportunity for you.
No, I'm not. No.
Yes. Think about it. Your greatest gift is your sense of smell.
You I could. Don't believe she's labeled it as her greatest gift.
Your only talent is your sense of smell.
It's my strongest sense.
Okay. Well, whatever way you want to phrase it.
Tomato.
Yeah. It doesn't mean it's like powder level of ability, no, you know?
But it's better than the average bear.
I don't know. Is it?
And so what you could do is offer yourself to airlines because it's happening more and more as, you know.
Somebody get Chelsea on the horn.
Smell identifier.
Bring her honker in here and take care of this.
Is not living my best life, smelling random airline seats. But
think how in demand you would be because it seems like this is a huge problem.
I'm going to want that.
I'm not living my best life. Smelling random airline seats.
Right.
I mean, I feel like most people would agree with me. There's somebody out there with a better sense of smell. Sign that guy up.
Damn it, Johnson. Get Chelsea on the phone. Got an unidentified smell.
She's in Raleigh right now. We're going to have to fly her out.
If you're the person who caused a smell that diverted an airline,
are you
proud or are you embarrassed?
Oh, I got a t-shirt made.
Well, this person's anonymous because, you know.
Oh, no, they know.
So
they
do you step forward? You deplaned that day and you're like, thank God they didn't identify me. Or, damn it, they didn't identify me. I wanted the credit on that. And then they come out with this announcement. Do you go back and say, that was me? Like, I want the glory.
What would they do in that case? What would they do if they found you and identified you? Whose job is that? Like, we have a strange smell on this plane. We believe it's you, sir. We're going to have to ground this plane. Like, how does that protocol happen?
They bring all the passengers back, and that same guy has to sniff them all and compare.
You can't get them on the plane when it's already in the air. Do you just have a sniffer, like an air marshal, on the plane?
We got the air marshal and the air nose. A sniffer
on the plane. That's not a bad idea. Sort of weed out the issue before it becomes something that causes everybody to miss, you know.
Who are those guys that smell the wine? It's like, ooh, I get, you know, dark red fruit and hints of banana.
Like a sommelier?
Yes, you for an airliner who's like, clearly somebody in 23D had the Taco Bell.
This may be one of the dumber conversations we've had.
I feel like it could come in useful, though. I mean, think about the people who had to miss whatever they were going to in these other cities. It had to be diverted because of somebody being stinky.
How mad are those people right now?
We do have some audio from the captain of the plane.
You'd better tell the captain we've got to land as soon as we can. This woman has to be gotten to a hospital.
A hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now. Tell the captain I must speak to him.
Sorry, that's not the actual audio. That's my bad. I actually accidentally played a clip from Airplane. Here's the audio from inside the cabin.
Would you like something to read?
Do you have anything light?
Oh. How about this leaflet, Famous Jewish Sports Legends?
Yes, thank you.
That's the right audio.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
We were talking a second ago about how there was a follow-up to the story about the plane that was flying out of San Francisco and had to be diverted to Los Angeles. Initially, they said they couldn't identify, but there was a smell. Now they've come out to say several days later, after doing whatever testing they do, that they have eliminated the thought that it had anything to do with the airline, and that it had to be somebody on board that, as we said, smelled so horrible they had to divert a flight, but was an unidentifiable smell.
Mm.
Those are two key elements to that. We got this on our voicemail at 704-FEZ-3200. Is this Chuck Diapers?
Hey, guys. I did not divert an airplane, but I did shut down a high school for about an hour when I was in high school about 10 years ago, maybe a little more now. I bought a fart spray online, and this stuff did not smell like a fart. It smelled like death. I cannot describe the smell. Let my buddy borrow it. And he decided it would be a good idea to empty the can in a hallway. And I mean empty the can. The school cop was called because the teacher didn't know what the smell was. The cop called the janitor. The janitor called the actual police, and someone had to crawl up in the vents to try to see if something, I guess a terrorist attack or something was happening, some kind of biological weapon, and they shut the school down for an hour. We were evacuated like a fire drill, standing in line.
Oh.
And I was shaking the whole time thinking I was going to go to jail. Wow.
Think about that, Chelsea. All they really needed was you, and I'm sure you would have been able to identify it with your incredibly strong sense of smell.
But if it got in the vents, the smell was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a source, like a person.
He brings up that point that you did. It's that unidentifiable. He bought that fart spray. You're like, oh, this is going to be funny. But when it doesn't smell like anything that's normal or even natural.
Right. Exactly.
You go, oh, my God.
So appreciate that. You're always welcome on the Fez line at 704-FEZ-3200. You may have seen the story out there about the child who unbeknownst to her mother, purchased hundreds of dollars worth of things from Amazon. Now, I have my questions about this, and I'll explore that with you here in a second. We will open the phones, although I'm not sure how much of a thing this is. But if you did have a kid without your knowledge buy a bunch of stuff, I would like to hear that story at 844-4WW-SHOW. And if you don't know what we're talking about, we'll dig in next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So there's a story that's circulating, you may have heard it by now, of a six-year-old who was given permission by her mom to go onto Amazon and buy a Barbie doll, which she did. And then later on was given permission to get on her mom's phone and check the status of the shipment. Seems pretty cut and dried.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently when she used the phone to go on and check the status of the shipment, she ended up buying hundreds of dollars worth of other stuff. Without mom knowing, supposedly, until the truck showed up with all the stuff. Here's the chat that they had with the media.
I let her get on, and then I left, and I wasn't really paying attention. And she got on and ordered close to $400 worth of items. Huh. Mostly Barbies and a few dolls and a pony and some accessories. All our family came home, and the truck pulls up, and all these boxes are getting pulled out of the truck.
I love Amazon.
I don't know. First of all, mom doesn't sound that upset about it.
Right.
Second of all, it almost sounds like an ad for Amazon. Look how easy it is to buy stuff. And then the kid even has their own tagline. I love Amazon. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know.
And your parents
Yahoo!
Are going to be.
It's like it's a new tag that they're going to run on all their commercials. I don't know. The cool thing about it was apparently they then took the things that she bought without permission and donated them to a children's hospital there where they are. I think they're in Utah or something.
The family did that or Amazon did that?
I think the family did that.
No, I feel like maybe they got their money back and then donated.
Now, I don't know how often this is a thing, but Marie is on the line and I have to hear this story. 844-4WW-SHOW is the way you can get through. Hey, Marie.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing really well. I'm fascinated by what Cool Beans has typed in. Go ahead and tell us the story here.
Well, I get this call from the bank asking me to authorize a recent purchase for a suit of armor. And I'm like,
now,
what?
Now, hang on. It sounded like you said authorize a purchase for a suit of armor.
Yes.
And okay.
All right.
Like, tell me more. Well, at that point, well, she probably doesn't know.
I'm like, did somebody get a hold of my credit card? I was like, I have the bank shut off my credit card. And I go home and I tell my son, I says, the dangest thing happened. Bank called me and wanted to authorize a suit of armor for $3,000. And I said, oh, heck no.
Hang on. No way. Now, it sounded like you said $3,000.
Yes, $3,000. Yes, $3,000 for a suit of armor, a real suit of armor. And I tell my son this. He goes, well, I ordered that, Mom.
How old?
He was 12 at the time.
So old enough, certainly, to know better.
Well, I mean, he was like wanting things. We were kind of like going through a divorce and everything, and he was missing out on stuff, and I felt bad. But, you know, I told him he could get something, but not a suit of armor.
I see. Misunderstanding between you and the 12-year-old.
Like maybe a football or, you know, I can go for that. That would be fine. I'm reasonably priced.
Right, some sort of
grand.
$3,000 for a suit of armor.
Had he not gone through math yet, or he just thought that you'd be okay with a
$3,000? Wow.
He's a guy, but guys, you know, he started getting interested in girls, and
he thought the suit of armor would help.
Not, yeah, and he wanted to go parading around in the neighborhood with a suit of armor, like that's going to be really attractive.
Yeah, that's right, Chelsea. You know how hot that is.
Yeah, get the girls every time.
So obviously, it never showed up because you stopped the payment on it.
Thank God, yes.
I was just curious.
Otherwise, he would be parading around in the neighborhood with a suit of armor, and I'd probably have the cops at my door going, what the hey is going on?
Yeah, that's awesome. That is awesome. Well, thank you for that, Marie.
Thank you. I see that in my future.
Thank you.
Yeah, I see it in your future, too, Chelsea. Absolutely.
844-4WW-SHOW. Apparently, there are more situations like that than I would have imagined, because honestly, It seems unlikely to me that that scenario would unfold, but I guess it is so easy now, especially online, obviously, to place an order and have it at least get to the level that it got with Marie. Now, it didn't show up like it did with this other woman, where these packages actually showed up.
$3,000
because,
is a lot
different. You know, there is a warning usually that you've got packages coming. Usually an email says, hey, they're on their way or something like that.
Or you get text notifications. Amazon has the one-click thing, which I wonder if it's just to get people to accidentally purchase more stuff.
It does. When I saw that was an option, I really had to think about it before I decided to try and do it, because I don't even trust myself.
I don't either. Like, I'm too antsy. I'm going to accidentally send something to myself.
Right. Either going to get excited and you're going to buy something and you're going to think, oh, that was impulsive. Or you're just going to accidentally click on something and you're going to be like, wow, how did I buy that?
Tony has got something for us. Tony, what's up?
Hey, guys. So I had my credit card stored on my husband's Xbox One for his live account. And my son was using his account to play Fortnite. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Fortnite.
But sure.
Apparently it's all the rage for 10 and 11-year-olds and some older kids. So we were on our way to Carowinds, and we stopped for gas. And I just happened to just randomly check my bank account, like you do. And I saw that there was almost $300 worth of charges to Xbox on my credit card. And, of course, it's just the three of us. And I was like, where did all these charges come from? And, you know, my son is like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, I didn't buy it. And your dad didn't buy it. So that only leaves you. And so he had, like, ordered, like, hundreds of dollars worth of, like, upgrades in Fortnite. And I had to call Xbox and explain the situation. And luckily they reversed the charges. And I eventually had to take my credit card off the Xbox and like create his own account, which took me like half a day to figure out how to do.
he would just
do it. He would just randomly buy like $10 worth of like Fortnite bucks, and I was like, really? Like, we haven't had this conversation. So
how old was he?
He just turned 11, so this has been in the past year, and it's happened several times.
I've already told Dylan, I'm like, look, dude, develop one of these games with in-app purchases and you'll never have to have a real job in your life, because they want you to buy stuff constantly.
Your son is five. You're telling him to develop a game?
Well, when he asks me for money, we have, you know, I come back with an adult answer. You know, get a job and do this, and then you can take your own money and buy a SWAT team gear for some Roblox thing. I'm in the thick of it now, and it's not fun.
Tony, we appreciate the call. Thanks.
You're welcome. I just wanted to let you know that I jumped ship from another morning show to listen to you guys, and you're so much better, and I'm so glad that I did. So,
what?
Are you sure you're listening to the right show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I listened to another show in Raleigh that's been on the air for over 25 years, and eventually it just got old, and I found you guys when you were on 95.3, and I've been listening probably for the past 2 years, and I listen to your podcast because I'm a mobile groomer, so sometimes I can't hear the radio in the back, and so I listen to old shows, and I think you guys are just awesome and hilarious, and you're like on point with what's going on.
Is this my mom?
That's the nicest thing anybody's ever said. Whoever is paying you, money well spent.
Cool beans, I don't want this call to end.
Right.
You get Tony's, you hang on the phone, Tony. We're going to talk for hours.
I love you. Well, Tony, that's very nice of you, and it's going to be fun until our show gets old, too.
Hopefully it'll be 25 years.
Yeah, we won't make it nearly that long.
That's right. We'll tell Bob you said hi.
Yeah, exactly. That's who it was.
Tony, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, look at that. That is awesome. Can we have her come in maybe and talk to somebody here, you know, right. in the corner office?
Just get that whole monologue and send it out immediately.
Cool beans, grab that audio along with all of Chelsea's dirty stuff, and we're going to definitely have a use for that.
That's going to be my ringtone.
Let's make sure we don't confuse the two, though, before we go in for the next negotiation. All right. Well, 844-4WW-SHOW. If you also have a story that you want to get off your chest about your kid, unfortunately, without your knowledge, cranking out the funds, we'd love to hear that too. And you better be as complimentary as Tony was about the show.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
We're talking a second ago about the things that your kids bought without your knowledge. It had come up because there's been that viral story of the kid in, I think it's Utah, who was allowed to buy a Barbie doll and did that, but then somehow in checking the status of the shipment without her mother's knowledge, bought like another $400 worth of stuff. Which, by the way, paled in comparison to the call that we got, I think it was from Marie a little bit ago, who said that her son nearly purchased a $3,000 suit of armor.
That's amazing.
That's a suit of armor. You didn't hear that wrong. And $3,000, she was able to stop the charge before it went through. We just got this message on our voicemail, which is the Fez line, 704-FEZ-3200. I say 70, what's our number? 704-FEZ-3200.
They know a suit of armor wouldn't be for Chelsea because they don't make gauntlets with oversized thumbs.
Wow.
It's a Chelsea thumb reference in reference to the suit of armor. If you don't know what that's about, that's because we posted earlier this morning. Well, first of all, we put it up on our Instagram stories, a couple of videos. If you're not following us on Instagram, at Woody and Wilcox is the way you can do that. But also, more recently, I posted a series of photos on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page as well. And these are Chelsea photos. So those of you that have always wanted to see pictures of Chelsea, here's another opportunity in a way that is a little bit unique, I feel like. We can dig in, and the commentary, by the way, from those of you checking out the photos on the William Wilcox Facebook page is stellar. We'll share why there are pictures of Chelsea and her digits up on the Facebook page and on Instagram, and we'll get into that discussion coming up next. It's worth your while.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
All right, so those of you that follow us on Instagram, which you can do at Woody and or at Woody and Wilcox, it's the same as Twitter as well. You know this already, and maybe if you follow us on Facebook, the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page, you may know this already. We've posted photos and videos this morning about something that Chelsea brought up. I don't remember within the last week, and she referenced her manly hands. No.
No, we were talking about a woman who had a hand job done, like a filler.
Easy.
Sorry, I probably can't say that. She had her hands done touched up with fillers and resurfacing.
She felt like her hands were manly because she'd seen her own wedding photos and thought, oh my gosh, that's right. And we said she spent $2,000 getting a hand fillers.
Yeah,
whatever that is, to make them look less manly in her case.
And Chelsea sort of identified with her and said, I have giant thumbs.
Yes.
You're like, well, we got to get a picture. Well,
I think you said manly, though.
No, I don't think I said anything about them necessarily being they're veiny, which is what one of her concerns were. Apparently, man hands are more veiny. I don't know.
So we have now put up photos and video. This is why social media was invented, those of you that have questioned it. And you can see for yourself. Now, what I've put up is a picture of Chelsea holding her two thumbs facing forward and then her two thumbs facing the other direction and then a side-by-side for comparison. I just saw the meme of Steve Carell almost vomiting that someone had posted. Then you can see a side-by-side of my thumb and Chelsea's thumb. And the commentary is what I'm going to label as fantastic. So thank you to those of you who've taken the time to comment
on the photos. If you want.
Including David, who says she could hitch a ride from the space shuttle with those thumbs.
Wow.
But then there are others, Chelsea, in your defense, or at least who don't. They don't understand why you think this is a problem. So not everybody is all up on you about your thumbs.
It's not a problem. It's just, it is what it is. I was just being vulnerable about it because I feel like we all have those things about ourselves.
I think you're being insecure without good reason. I think your thumbs look fine.
My thumbs are large compared to the size of my hands. I have regular size hands, I feel like, but the proportion of thumb to hand size is large.
Johnny says you need to enter those puppies into the 2018 World Thumb Wrestling Championship.
But then there's Matthew who says, forget Chelsea's thumbs. What's up with Wilcox's thumb? Looks like it's seen some things.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Like your thumb was in WW2?
Dave, jumping Jesus Jehoshaphat. That's a big thumb. Not familiar with that exclamation. Good Lord, look at the size of that thing, says Leo. Oh, no. Well, I can't read that one.
There's stuff you can't read on the commentary about thumbs?
Yep. It has to do with you and Frank from Maine. Leave it at that.
Just delete it.
How about this one? Why does one of Chelsea's thumbs look 20 years older than the other one? And then another, listener rings in and goes, because one is Chelsea's and one is Wilcox's. And then he says, I know, but they're the same age. And then the other guy's like, I'm pretty sure Wilcox is close to 50 and Chelsea's in her 30s. So it's fun to watch the commentary go back and forth. It is odd because I don't often take photos of my own thumbs and then stare at them the way I am right now. My hand does look old.
Well, it's hairy.
I think.
Well, it's hairy, but it's old too. It looks like an elephant's hand or something.
I think Chelsea takes better care of her skin than you and I do.
Clearly,
it looks like an elephant hand.
It's all, you know, how they wrinkle at the knees and stuff. They get, I don't know. It just looks like an elephant's hand.
God, right? That's a lot of hair.
It is very hairy.
This may be one of the dumber discussions we've ever had.
Yeah. I think you just need some lotion. That's all.
And maybe
I hate lotion on my hands.
I do too. Let's lotion up now.
No, I don't like it.
Oh.
I was just trying to, you know, put myself out there. I didn't know it was going to lead to all this. You know, I am more than my thumbs. That does not define me. I am not defined by the size of my thumb.
Amen, sister. By the way, Brandon says maybe it's not that Chelsea has manly hands. Maybe Wilcox has feminine thumbs. Which, by the way, I'm willing to agree. I think that may be part of it in that particular comparison. I do have dainty hands.
You do not have dainty hands.
Not dainty, but the thumbs are not, you know, as massive as they probably should be.
How massive should male thumbs be?
I mean, I don't know, bigger than mine? I'm just throwing it out there.
Can you lift weights?
On my thumbs?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can you plump them up? Is there Viagra for your thumbs?
All right. I think we're done here. I will say that there are going to be a couple of lessons learned when we get into a round of It Happened in Florida, which we will have for you here in a bit. Again, the photos up on the Woody Wilcox Facebook page. There is actual video. If you follow us on Instagram at Woody and Wilcox, check out the stories there. And I mean, it's going to obviously change your life.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So earlier on the show, we did a round of Craigslist Price is Right. If you're unfamiliar, that's where Woody finds strange things, either items or services that are available on Craigslist. Or as we found out this morning, sometimes he uses the Facebook Marketplace. Mm-hmm. But still, people selling things online. And those of you that send in these items that you find, that's great. I mean, the more you do and the less Woody does is a positive.
Correct.
So then Chelsea and I, along with some people on the phone, try to figure out what kind of money is being exchanged here. And it's just like regular prices, right? Closest to the actual price without going over, you get a point. And most points, obviously, you win. Well, Woody had an item on this morning's Craigslist Prices Right. And it said that they were, I think I have this right, rare antique Dick Smith AA batteries. And none of us knew what that meant. Words. And then we figured out that apparently, I think Dick Smith was a company or was a guy who ran a company in Australia. And apparently they made batteries. I don't have any other information than that. But that was the gist of what we learned. Well, there was commentary about quote unquote Dick Smith that came up, and several people now have rung in, including Coach on Twitter at Woody and Wilcox. I can't believe you guys just skipped over Wilcox's Dick Smith joke. It was the best part of your show today. There was that, and then there was this.
Hey guys, can you revisit the Dick Smith joke that Wilcox did to Woody? Woody completely ignored it this morning, and I was busting out laughing, probably the hardest I've laughed at your show, all the way into the office, and I couldn't explain to people what I was laughing at. Hilarious, and the joke should not be overlooked. Thanks.
You're too kind, Mom. And here's the audio that is in question.
Big thank you to Steve, who found for sale rare antique Dick Smith AA batteries.
Is that like a blacksmith, but you're making something else?
I don't know. No, these are AA.
That used to be your job, didn't it, before you got into radio?
Blacksmith?
No, Dick Smith.
One battery at this price would be a bargain. But
you
could
This, you gave me the silent treatment on that one. It's been a while since I just got the solid silent treatment. And unwarranted. I mean, maybe not the greatest joke in the world, but at the same time, we've gotten multiple people who would beg to differ.
I don't know. No, these are double.
That used to be your job, didn't it, before you got into radio?
Blacksmith?
No, Dick Smith.
One battery at this price would be a bargain. But you could secure six of them.
Well said.
What's the comeback to that?
Wilcox is looking to high-five people, but there was nobody around.
I know. I got nothing. I got nothing except from those two guys who really enjoyed it.
I know.
One guy's still laughing at work.
Not the first time that you've helped out two guys.
All right. So appreciate your call on the Fez line at 704-FEZ-3200. Whether you're a Dick Smith or you do some other sort of work, you're always welcome on our voicemail. We're going to play a round of It Happened in Florida, and I hope we're all going to be better people for it, and we're at least going to feel superior. I'll tell you that much, and we'll do that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Three stories coming your way here. That's what we do on It Happened in Florida. Woody and I will share these stories real quick. Just so you know, they're all true. We're not making things up or something. These are ripped out of the headlines, but they could have happened anywhere all over the world. And one of them took place in Florida. Why do we celebrate that? Well, come on. Florida just consistently are cranking out these stories. So we're tipping the cap to Florida. Like what you're doing. Like the cut of your jib. Don't change anything, Florida. If you can spot the Florida story first, you win. 844-4WW-SHOW. Woody's got story number one.
Story number one is about a contentious debate on a city council. You know, you ever been to one of those meetings before? where you've got the mayor and you've got members of the city council, and they're trying to decide on the right way to lead this particular city.
I've never been to one of those meetings.
No.
Oh, I have, and they are a hoot.
That's where I go to C-SPAN for that.
I bring it up because a mayor in this great nation of ours is coming under fire for bringing up sphincter bleaching during this particular city council meeting.
I think one of my headphones isn't working. It sounded like you said sphincter bleaching.
Yes. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, he accused one of the city council members of making her living by bleaching her own sphincter.
You can make a living doing that?
I don't know. One of the council members was questioning exactly why he would bring it up during a city council meeting. It got a little bit heated. She asked, was it getting my sphincter bleached? Is that what I earned my income for? Or excuse me, he asked that, and the mayor's like, no, that was you. You did that.
What?
No go hole.
The mayor has been unavailable for comment since this particular meeting.
Is that a euphemism for something?
Seriously. Or
hate us because they ain't us.
We don't know. I looked it up. There's nothing on Urban Dictionary. Was it in Florida where the mayor brought it up for some reason and then accused a member of the city council of earning her income from that?
Well, I think story number two is going to be a little bit more relatable. Have you ever, if you're a parent, had a scenario where you're asleep and then you are woken up by your child running in and jumping on you on top of the bed?
Yes.
Well, do you like it?
No.
I think most people, you know, there are better ways to sort of gradually wake up as opposed to just being jumped on. And that's especially true if you're a dude, Chelsea, and you've taken Viagra within the last little while.
Oh, no.
Because the man in story number two, apparently the night before, had enjoyed some Viagra. And let's just say its effects had not curtailed by the time morning showed.
They tell you if it lasts longer than 4 hours, get to a doctor.
His child jumped on top of him, leading to what is described as a penile fracture. And an eggplant deformity. Which apparently is an actual technical term for something that can happen down below on a fella.
Do not Google eggplant deformity.
Too late.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
I don't want to see it, and I don't even have one of those.
I've already.
Oh, no.
I feel like the kid is a cover. Something else happened.
Well, that's possible, Chelsea. I mean, we've certainly heard those, although I feel like you'd come up with a better one. Although I guess it's believable. I don't know.
When I blink, I can still see it.
Yeah, they call it an eggplant deformity because
it looks like an eggplant.
You've seen an eggplant before.
That's not good.
No.
Chelsea?
No, I will not look at it.
Chelsea,
because
take a look at that.
I want to not ruin my sex life. Thank you.
Good luck with your eggplant parmesan later today.
Oh, I don't want to ruin eggplant parmesan either. Two of my favorite things.
Manja.
Stop.
When you're here, your family.
Eating good in the neighborhood.
Well, I think
one
of those,
Chili's
one of those legitimately was Italian and the other one was not. I apologize. So was he in Florida where his child broke his anatomy leading to the eggplant deformity?
Mm.
Woody has the third and final story.
Third and final story is a 4328. Cops called out for this one, Chelsea. You know what a 4328 is, right?
It's usually a muffler bracket on a Pinto.
It's a 4329. 4328 is an injured goose blocking an Arby's drive-thru. You know.
What?
4328.
Oh.
The Arby's employee called cops after a goose fell off the roof of the Arby's right into the drive-thru lane.
This is not This can't be right.
The stunned goose was holding up the line, and they didn't know what to do about it. Who does that? Nobody, sir. Drive somewhere else. Cops did show up on the scene, but the bird had flown away before the cops had arrived. Was it in Florida where it was a loose goose in the drive-thru of the Arby's?
What's happening?
Cass is up first to try and solve our quiz. Cass, all three stories actually happened. Which one went down in Florida?
Oh, man. I just want to say, if you got eggplant deformity, you should call a Dick Smith. So I'm going to go with story number two.
You're going to go story?
That's pretty well done. I was concerned.
I was.
I first heard you bring it up, I thought, get your finger on the button.
Right. Woody.
But I think we can accept that.
Yeah. That did not go down in Florida, Cass. Sorry.
No, the eggplant deformity, India is where that one went down. So not even in this country. And that is apparently a real term that they use. As Woody mentioned, you probably don't want to Google it. He did need surgery. And it worked, apparently. He has fully recovered, and they say he will be able to procreate down the line, should that be something that he's interested in.
Caleb, 50-50 shot for you.
Story number three.
Story number three! No, the loose goose that was blocking the Arby's drive-thru, that one actually went down in Ohio. Sadly, they don't know what happened to the goose, if it's going to be all right. They are on the lookout for a stunned goose that loves hanging out at Arby's restaurants, though. One left.
Driving a beige battering ram.
Into the house that Beef built. Jay, there's only one left. What do you think?
I'd go story number one.
Number one, yeah. The mayor of Hollandale, Florida, Hollandale Beach, as a matter of fact, is coming under fire for bringing up sphincter bleaching. Not the first time that he has come under fire for bringing up stuff. Earlier this year, he was on record as asking another city employee about certain acts that the employee may have committed while he was in prison. He asked the employee if he had ever eaten anything there in prison. This guy's the mayor because the former mayor is in jail for money laundering. So you've got a pretty nice city council going right there.
Front butt and back butt.
Hollandale Beach, Florida.
Trasero de enfrente, trasero de atrás.
Woody and Wilcox. The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So earlier on the show, Chelsea, well, it came up because listener Renee in Anchorage was like, hey, you guys talked about Chelsea having manly thumbs or something, and then you didn't post pictures. So this morning, to rectify that, we took some pictures and took some video. And the video is part of our Instagram story. So if you're not following along, at Woody and Wilcox on Instagram is the way you can do that. But we also put up some pics on the Facebook page, the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page. And honestly, to me, I don't feel like your thumbs are that noteworthy. But you're taking a lot of heat, of course, on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Although I'm taking a lot of heat as well. And then there are others who, like, Timothy says, Chelsea, don't worry about it. The camera adds 15 pounds, which I've heard too. And then Josh, because the headline on the posting says, due to popular demand, we're now posting pictures of Chelsea's manly thumbs. And so Josh says, when I first looked at this post, I read that as many thumbs. I'm going back to bed. Josh, I'm going to tell you this now. If Chelsea had more than two thumbs, you would have heard about it way prior to today.
Daily.
You know, that day one, that would have been 4 hours of conversation. And then somebody says, at least you don't have Megan Fox's toe thumbs.
Thank you to Philip for saying that, because Chelsea, I think you're the only one who sees it, right? Obviously, people are online going, it's not that bad, but most people who have seen Megan Fox go, wow, she's really attractive. And then you see her thumbs and you're like, she has toe thumbs. It looks like a big toe that was so cut off somebody's foot and sewn onto her hand.
Well, as I said about my own thumbs, I'm sure Megan Fox is more than her thumbs, as you guys all know can agree on.
She absolutely is.
Right.
So don't let your thumbs define you.
I think with her, and then I'm going to be done with the Megan Fox conversation, but I think with her, it's that the nail is too small. It's not the size. Like, the size of your thumbs, Chelsea, is fine. But on hers, that's what makes it look like a toe, is that the nail portion is not seemingly as large relative to the thumb as it should be.
It's the width of the thumb.
I don't think so. Because Chelsea has wide thumbs, but they don't look bad.
But they're big in proportion to the rest of my hand.
See, I disagree. I think you're being overly critical. But something different about Megan Fox's thumbs.
Let's break it down over lunch.
I think I'm done with it for now. But thank you for somebody. I guess it was Philip who pointed that out. But yeah, it's not. You're not to that level. He's right.
Got that to look forward to. So, you know, a little self-esteem boost.
What is
it? If you would like to see the thumbs, the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page is where you can go.
Do we want to get into the discussion of Chelsea and the airplane line, or do we want to save that?
I can't find the actual line, and I think it'll help. There's been a complaint. I'll keep looking. There's been a complaint, and specifically directed at Chelsea unfairly.
And this has nothing to do with her thumbs.
Not her thumbs, but something that I think I usually force her into. And I'd like to set the record straight, because it's me pushing her into this situation, and she's taking some heat. I'll give you all the details and give you the backstory, and we'll do that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
I'd like to pull the curtain back a little bit, because Chelsea was vulnerable off the air, saying that you were approached by a man, we'll call him Frank from Maine. And, well, why don't you set the scene for us, Chelsea? Because I think the way you brought it up was something that anybody who's in a relationship fears this sentence.
Right. So we're in the car over the weekend, and he says, honey, can I tell you something that you do that bothers me?
And that's, let me tell you something, Chelsea.
Well, your answer should be no.
Coming from a woman's perspective, it's usually the other way around, right? The woman's like, can I just tell you something?
She just dives right in. She doesn't even ask.
Right.
No, so for my perspective, I'm like, okay, well, I'm locked in this car. First of all, I can't escape. I said, what arena are we talking about here? Just things you don't like about me in general?
Right.
Or like, what? He's like, no, it's something that you do on the show, and it's been bothering me for years, like even before I knew you. Because for those that don't know, I was just a girl on the radio to Frank before he knew me. And he went back and forth. Oh, no, now I'm not going to tell you. I'm like, you have to tell me now. Wow. If you want to live, you have to tell me.
He really is ladylike in that.
He thought it was going to upset me. He was fearful for his own safety, probably. Aren't you usually when you bring up something to a woman that you don't like about her?
Yes, definitely.
So it turns out that it's the whole muffler bracket on a Pinto response.
Oh, this
that
is,
I have for police codes.
Right. And it's usually me, but sometimes Wilcox, during, like, and it happened in Florida story, I'll bring up, oh, it's another case where the cops were called out for, and then fill in a number. You know, I just randomly make up some numbers. Chelsea, what's a 4328? And her response is always,
muffler bracket on a Pinto. But this has been going on for years, and it didn't even start with me. Is what I tried to explain to him. I said, Wilcox used to be the responder, and it used to drive me crazy. It was so annoying that you two had this little thing with the muffler bracket on the Pinto.
I'm sure plenty of people have no clue what the actual reference is.
Right, and it's from one of the greatest movies of all time, Airplane 2. And here's the scene when Ted Stryker is in the hospital.
I think it's Airplane 1.
It's definitely Airplane 2. Since I just downloaded the movie from the internet, it's Airplane 2, because they're talking about the lunar shuttle. Here it is.
My God!
What's wrong?
They're launching the XR-2300. You know what that is, Doctor?
The muffler bracket for a 79 Pinto?
No, that's the XR-2200. The 2300 is the lunar shuttle.
It's a great line.
It's just a random line in a movie.
No, it's hilarious. It's hilarious in the movie. It's not as hilarious when it's done between the two of you or the two of us.
No, it is. The more times you do it, the funnier it gets.
I mean, you only use it when it's something like it's a Florida story that's just beyond crazy, like so ridiculous.
Right.
So non sequitur. And so the joke is, it's the old 3829, you know, right. Like it's something we hear every day. And then Chelsea says the muffler bracket for a Pinto. And no, that's the 3828.
Right.
The 3829 is a goose not allowing people into the drive-thru at the Arby's.
Correct.
So, it, you know, it's humorous. It's not as funny as the actual line is. That, I mean, that's a great line. I still laugh at that line.
Well, apparently it's annoying to one guy or
so
more.
So that bothers Frank?
It does. It's bothered him for years,
but
apparently.
It should bother him that Woody continues to ask it. Not that you respond to
exactly.
It. It's Woody's fault.
I know, you're being he blamed. Thinks it's it's my job, my joke, my part in it. That's what he's saying. I think he doesn't like the whole thing. I'm like, well, you listen more than the average person.
If that's the only thing about our show that he doesn't like, my God, is he living a good life?
Yes.
How soon do you want me to start my own list?
Of the things that I do that bother you?
No, of the things that I do, that we all do that I don't like, including me.
Right. I annoy myself daily.
Believe me.
It's hard to be me.
I'm the best part of this show.
All right.
Because you're the most oblivious.
There's one of them. Write that down.
Because I love everything about it.
Right.
Ignorance is bliss. That's Woody.
Remember, the other day you said you're not critical of yourself enough.
I was right.
Yeah. Apparently. I know you are right.
Am I?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That was in reference again to the woman who had the hands that she needed the $2,000 of work for.
Oh, yes.
Remember? And I was like, we were like, how are you looking at pictures of yourself and still going through life without having something done? It was fun.
We loved each other.
I'll grab that clip.
So, I mean, are we going to change it?
No, of course not.
Yeah. I didn't think so.
I suppose you could just not answer every time Woody asks it.
What am I supposed to say?
Give him the silent treatment like he did on me when I called him a dicksmith.
I'm sorry, what are you talking about? Big thank you to Steve, who found for sale rare antique Dick Smith AA batteries.
Is that like a blacksmith, but you're making something else?
I don't know. No, these are AA.
That used to be your job, didn't it, before you got into radio?
Blacksmith?
No, Dick Smith.
One battery at this price would be a bargain. Oh.
Silent treatment.
That.
I'll consider it. Also like to know if it's thanks annoying to, well, but Frank.
Thanks to Frank, who's tweeting at Woody and Wilcox. Woody, you're a...
So we learned several things on the show today, including what bothers Frank about Chelsea. We'll figure out what else we learned coming up next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
What did we learn today on the show?
Nothing.
Well, after having an interesting discussion based on our round of Craigslist Price is Right earlier about a guy and a company named Dick Smith, we did just get this on our voicemail.
Hey, yeah, this is Richard Smith. I'd appreciate absolutely no affiliation with Woody at all. Wiener.
So it's good to hear Richard Smith calling in.
Wee-wee area.
What else did we learn on the show today? Well, there was a follow-up to that, one of those stories where a plane had to be diverted because of an unidentified smell that was so horrible it was making people sick. What we did learn was that in the case of that flight from San Francisco to Florida that had to divert to Los Angeles, they have determined it wasn't anything to do with the plane, that it was, in fact, a human smell. It also led to an interesting discussion about Chelsea and how good she is at sniffing things, how she might have a career as an airplane seat sniffer or sneet sniffer. It also led to the discussion of something called a plane sommelier. Those of you that know what a sommelier is, I'm sure you're only mildly enjoying that comment. Those of you that don't, go ahead and look that up. Speaking of looking things up, we also had too many people, including me, look up the term eggplant deformity.
Ooh.
That's apparently a thing, and it has to do with men fracturing things down below. Don't Google it. We talked about kids spending money without your knowledge. So easy to do now online, and you've probably seen that viral story about the kid who spent hundreds of dollars on stuff through Amazon, and supposedly the mom didn't realize it until it all showed up. We heard from a woman whose son nearly bought a $3,000 suit of armor because he thought the ladies would be impressed by it. Now, he was 12 at the time, and she caught it before it was actually purchased.
We do have confirmation from Chelsea that the ladies do not love it.
Yeah, that's been... So if you are 12 and thinking of buying a $3,000 suit of armor, rethink it. You can hear a lot of those stories, by the way, of things that kids bought without permission. Find the podcast. You can either find the audio as we tweet it out, at Woody and Wilcox, or just look for the Woody and Wilcox channel of iHeartRadio. We had a nice batch of Craigslist Prices Right today. You can find that there as well. Tomorrow on the show, among other things, we're going to get back to some Fun with Golf audio. We've got a new batch of Fun with Golf audio coming up on the show tomorrow. Also, comedy legend Bob Saget will be joining us in studio if all goes as planned. So that's happening as well. Feel free to leave your thoughts on anything and everything on our Fez line. The voicemail, 704-FEZ-3200. And before we wrap it, intern Dave, would you like to have your two cents in on this particular scenario?
Another great show, guys.
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
Everyone in this room is now dumber.
Not for a second have I even dwelled on the fact that the show's over. I don't,
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
I don't, think about it. I try not to think about it, and therefore I, you know, don't...
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Because it's a very healthy way to deal with something that is very, ultimately not that important in the long run. It's not... Not important at all.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.